Crystal Joy Campbell here. Thanks for joining me in Classical Matters. You know, I've often said, for our actions to have integrity, we need to understand the why behind our actions. So today, we'll take a look at why musical education is so vital to a classical education. So stick around. In episode 6, I spoke about muses and wonder. One part of classical education's roadmap, or pedagogy, is musical education, or as I like to say, an education by the muses. We went on to discover that the 9 muses were found in Greek mythology and presided over poetry, song, dance, story, and stargazing. These arts that they presided over cultivate and stir up wonder, if allowed. And it is our job to hold assessment and measurement at bay, so wonder has the freedom to work. But in a world driven by skill, workable knowledge, and achievement, we must often defend why the work of wonder, the work of the heart, is so important. One of the reasons that education by the muses is so vital is because it reveals to us what it means to be human. If classical education's primary goal is to see the flourishing of the human person to be more in the image of Christ, then knowing and understanding the human person is pretty important. An education by the muses reveals to us ourselves. It shows us that humans and things that are real are simple and obvious, but complex and mysterious. That we are made for contemplation and consideration, and that we are creatures of passion. Take an obvious and simple nursery rhyme, for example. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, is complex because of the mystery it holds, the emotions it raises, and how it speaks to the desire of our hearts to wonder, to know. This nursery rhyme doesn't end with a question about what you are, but an exclamation, a statement filled with emotion and contemplation. The simplicity of the muses and their arts show us simple things like love, truth, sorrow, goodness, beauty. They reveal to us that which is real and that which is unique to the human condition. An education by the muses forms our loves, educates us towards a deeper understanding of what it means to be human, and cultivates us to be more fully human. It is concerned with being, and through contemplation will lead us to the heart of God, the true source of being. There are many other reasons why a musical education is vital, but if we can remember that it reveals to us that which is unique to the human condition, that which is real, it reveals to us ourselves. Then when we actually do musical education, our actions will be taking us on the path toward deeper understanding. Now that we have a little bit of a footing in the more philosophical reasons for musical education, I want to touch on some practical reasons why we should incorporate it. And those reasons are motivation and to lighten our load. Let's be honest, learning is hard work. It can be a work of drudgery, and often we spend a good portion of our time and energy on keeping our students motivated. Now, we try to motivate them with cutesy or fun curriculum, or by enticing them with good grades or rewards. But these are not lasting motivations. And if we're truly honest, we have to admit that we do most of the work with having to think, prepare, and implement these. But ultimately, we know as educators that motivation is vital in the work of learning. So we do everything and anything we can to keep our students motivated. But what if we worked smarter and not harder? Wonder is a very powerful passion. When wonder is active, there is very little that can stop it. Not even the hard work or drudgery of learning. Wonder keeps the learner motivated. And musical education's purpose is wonder. And as I mentioned before, it is the responsibility of the learner to engage wonder. But we fear, don't we? We fear that they won't engage it. And because we fear, we intervene or we step out of our lane and try and force it or make it happen. But if we truly believe what we profess, that as humans, we are made for contemplation, that contemplation is an essential part of who we are as human beings, then should we not trust that given time and space, the human soul will pursue and engage wonder? As educators, trusting in a force outside of ourselves is a difficult task. Poetry, song, story, dance, and stargazing are the forces that will awaken wonder in our students and in ourselves. And our innate desire to know and contemplate is the force that will engage wonder. We have to constantly remind ourselves to stay in our lane, step out of the way of wonder, hold at bay the analysis, measurement, and quantifying, to work smarter, not harder, by resisting the gimmicky methods and allowing wonder to motivate, so to lighten our loads. To schedule in time for musical education, to slow down and observe and ponder, to be an example of engagement with wonder for our students, to model it. And by this, we too will be transformed. We too will be motivated. We too will be continuing on this path of classical education. Blessings on your journey.